Kadavar sur SLS et dans Bang Bang pour cette édition spéciale Hellfest 2026. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Not too hot, not too warm.
It's hot, yeah, but it's all right. It's doable. It's better than winter. So
yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I'm gonna just talk about the last album because you did two ones.
Yep.
I really loved the. Not the last one, but the one before, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, it's a new thing, it's a new way. And the last one is stronger, maybe I can say that.
Yeah, it's a bit more heavy again, yeah. They kind of belong together.
Yeah, yeah.
So we wrote all the songs which are on the newest one. They were written already before.
Oh, yeah.
So they were just kind of not leftovers, but they somehow did not fit on the I Just Want to Be a Sound album. So we were like, okay, we already have them, so why not doing another one?
So you had a little bit of anger at the same moment?
Yeah, always.
Always anger.
That keeps me doing what I do, the anger, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you find in this kind of music, in metal scene. You find this feeling, this energy when you were young at first, son? First time you hear this kind of music?
Of course, yeah, yeah. It did something to me when I was I was even a teenager. I started listening to, I don't know, bands like Metallica and stuff. And when I first time I listened to it in my room, of course, things changed, you know. Then you're like, okay, there's something evil, there's something heavy and loud. I want to do something like that.
Yeah. I want to get a power.
This is what I want.
Like this, you can feel better with your body, with your mind. Is that a good way?
It's a way to impress certain type of feelings, you know. I think that we showed with the I Just Want to Be a Sound album that it can be also more mellow, more slow, more, show a bit more feelings than usually. But then on the other side, you have the more heavy one, which came right after. Yeah, so it's both sides is part of Kadavar. Both sides is us, you know.
So you can say that doing music, making music, is a good way of express yourself, better than just speak with other people, just to exchange things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, also to really think things through, really get into it, and it's maybe also a little bit like a therapy for yourself. Yeah, it works most of,
I agree.
Time. So, and people have to listen to it afterwards, you know. They're listening to my therapy sessions.
It's the only psychiatrist that you actually you're not paying. They are paying.
Oh yeah.
You.
Exactly.
That's good.
Isn't that a nice thing? Getting paid for my therapies. Yeah.
I was wondering, as all the songs were ready at the same time, the more emotional one, I would say, and the more angry one.
Yeah.
How did you choose to split the two feelings apart in two different albums instead of doing like a mix?
We didn't really think about it.
It
kind of happened. And then I think when you start writing an album, you're looking for the red line you can follow, like the path that's coming up. That's always the most, like the hardest thing to do, to find out what this album will be about and how it's going to shape. But as soon you have a few songs that you have the feeling they're going to be the key songs for the album, then you just start to add things to it and see if the feeling is still all right, and then it just happens naturally. Yeah.
And the name of the last album, can we talk about this? I Just Laugh A Lot, you know.
Yeah.
The kids abandoning destiny among vanity and ruin.
Yeah.
So you get a sense of humor.
We did. Yeah, thank you. It's also I always wanted to do like with every letter of Kadavar, I wanted to have one word, and then we started to just play around with it, and we just came to it, and it made a bit of sense in the end. Yeah.
But we love of course the new generations.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we also we're old enough to criticize.
That's our part. So you do this kind of music that we used to say, like Helder. We had Helder, so
oh, yeah.
And they love you so much.
I hope so.
And we asked them, like, they do music, like, for me, the sunny music, the decent music, the music that we can listen in a decent place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, from there, how do you explain? Do you choose this and you can do it? You have this inside yourself?
Yeah, it just naturally comes out. I don't really think about it too much. I think our music also works, and we have happy songs, and I think we can split that really well, and you have different kind of dynamics in the set and in the way we play. I think there's happy moments and there's like the moments.
Flying moment too.
Yeah, exactly. the trippy moments, the happy moments, and then also the dark. And I think this one song, Total Annihilation, which was on the last album, it's more like a thrash metal song. It's really like this is the soundtrack for the end of the world, you know? So this is what I want to hear when everything falls apart, you know.
And you're in the Valley. You're the main band of the Valley, the one and only. But you are you changed the hour of the set now.
I heard about it. I don't know.
It's you're really, really late.
It's going to be really late. So,
yeah, it's better to play late during the night, or
it's like
a mystical thing.
Let's see.
Scooter.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing.
That would be not too bad. That's, I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be all right. It's not too late. It's like around midnight, I think.
Yeah.
It's the first day. People still have power, I think.
Yeah.
If it would be Sunday or something like Sunday at midnight, I don't think that would be a good spot. But tonight, I think people are still fresh and they really want to see something. So I think it's gonna be all right.
Excellent. And last thing, do you remember? Of course, the first time you went in a festival, and do you remember the emotion you had with your friends, maybe family? I don't know.
You mean like me as a visitor?
Yeah.
The first show I saw was I was 11 years old. My grandpa brought me. I had like in Germany, you had get like some sort of certificate after the fourth grade, and I was doing quite well back then. Probably the last year I did well, but but he brought me, because I did well, he brought me to see Metallica when I was 11. And there was also Marilyn Manson playing, and I don't know, some Clawfinger or something like that.
Nice show.
So it was 1997, so I was just turning 11. And then, that was probably the moment when I decided, okay, this is what I want to do.
I was about to ask you.
I'm not sure if my grandpa did know what kind of impact this would have on me, that he ruined, like, my future. but we went there, and here I am today. So, yeah, it worked out somehow.
Do you remember the feeling, like... It was the energy,
it was blown
the strange
away.
Thing. Yeah.
I think it's like to see that someone on stage can really kind of dictate or direct a huge group of people and really has them in their hands and can do something with them. And with this emotions coming from the crowd, you just also have a lot of emotions on the stage and the energy is like rising up. And that's something I really saw that day. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. So,
that's powerful. So
that's what I'm trying now as well.
And I just want to say that when we were in 2020 with the COVID. You saved my life, because I just watching you playing in Berlin, like in the flats or your studio.
It's our studio,
studio. And the view and everything was just beautiful. The sound was beautiful. It was my favorite live.
Thank
I
you
had
very much.
This time. Yeah. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, we were in France, actually. We were playing, I don't know, somewhere in the north of France, somewhere around here probably. And then we saw your president holding that speech and said like, okay, this is it.
This is over.
And so we were like, okay, I think we're going to go home then. And so we packed our stuff and went home. And then on the way back home, I was like, you know what? I think now that we're really warm, we just played a few shows. Why don't we just set up in the studio?
Let's use it.
And try. Because back then, I think we were one of the first ones trying this live stream thing. And we didn't really know how it works. So we we had like the whole day until we got back to Berlin to Google everything and then make sure it somehow works out. We called a friend with a camera and said, like, let's do it. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, it was perfect.
Yeah,
the song was perfect. Really, for sure.
That's a good thing about having a studio. So yeah. It was like everything was kind of a studio sound atmosphere. Yeah.
So congrats.
Thanks. That's good. Thank you. Thanks for saying that because,
yeah.
It was supposed to save other people's asses.
So, well, thank you for everything. Have a great moment and have a great Hellfest.
Cheers,
this is maybe the most important metal festival of the world.
I think so, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we are really happy to be here. So it's going to be a good one. Yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
De rien.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.